everyone. Welcome to another episode of Prescription for Life. My name is Linda Golic. I'm the health and well-being consultant at Bell & Health. And I am so pleased to be joined today by one of our beautiful chaplains, Maria Lodenkamp.
Thank you.
Welcome, Maria.
Yeah, thank you. It's so nice to be here with
so
you.
So good to have you. Just,
thank
you know,
you.
Selfishly, I love as much time as I can get with Maria.
Thank you.
So you are a chaplain at Bellin. Why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of your history and how you ended up getting to Bellin?
Yeah, so I did a unit of CPE, and that's part of the preparation of becoming a chaplain is clinical pastoral education. And I was under the excellent leadership of Reverend Will Tabb. And after that year of clinical education under Bellin and Reverend Will, they offered me a job. And so that is how I started at Bell & Health. I've been there almost 16 years.
Wow.
And just appreciate the opportunity that we have to serve our community, obviously physically to meet those needs, but holistically as well, you know, spiritually and meet people where they're at. And I have been influenced by leaders and by my colleagues, just beautiful unity and partnership, because our heart really is to meet people where they're at with empathy and compassion. And in my role at Bellin, I have the opportunity to do that and really come alongside our staff as well.
You do it so well.
Thank you.
You do it so well. So I wanted to bring some attention to advanced care directives. And that's a topic that we've been seeing a little bit more and more. And I feel like people don't always know what that is. How do I get one? Do I need one? What does that look like? And I know that's a big part of your world. So I was hoping we could just expand on that today. So just to start out, Maria, like, what is an advanced care directive?
Yeah, so first of all, I just want to clarify that the beauty of advanced care planning is that anyone over the age of 18 should have one. Mm-hmm. So you're asking, well, what is it? An advanced care plan is like a conversation with those that you trust, your family, those that know you and love you. And it's a conversation about what if. What if I wasn't able to direct my own health care? Mm-hmm. For example, you could get in a car accident, right? And hit your head and end up in the ICU. Who's going to make those decisions for you medically? So the first thing with an advanced directive is having the conversation with what you would want. What happens if your heart stops? Do you want CPR attempted? What if, for example, back to the car accident, what if you needed life-prolonging treatments? Do you want to be kept alive if there's no chance that your mind can be restored, where you know who you are, who your friends and family are? And those, and that's very clear. And in the state of Wisconsin, there are two questions that are very important, and it's giving your healthcare agent, and that's a legal term for who you designate to be that advocate if two different doctors would activate this document. And the two questions are, do I give authority to my healthcare agent to make decisions if I needed a feeding tube or IV hydration withdrawn or removed? The other question is if I had to be admitted to an assisted living or long-term care facility. So very, very important. Those two questions alone are very important for us that reside in Wisconsin. We at Bellin Health, just so grateful that we offer this service free to our community. It is a legal document, Linda. And the good news is it can be updated a year from now, 5 years from now. If something changes, we will update that document. And the community can call, and they can call the chaplain's office, and we will help them. I'll give you the number. It's 920-433-3482. And if you don't remember that, you can certainly call the hospital, and they'll get them, whoever calls to us. So
great community service, free of charge.
Yeah.
We all need to have one. It'll be on file.
Yeah.
God forbid something happens. And we see that all the time. We see where that day comes for a family, and they don't know the wishes of their loved one. And had they taken that time to fill out those papers, we would know. We would know what the wishes were. So it's just really important. And I think the first step really is having those conversations, right? Mm-hmm. Having those conversations with the people you care about, with your loved ones, trying to decide what is best for you. And that can be tough. And I think that's why people shy away from it, right? Mm-hmm. They get a little freaked out. And I know in our culture in particular, we just seem to kind of, you know, put our hand up like, oh, no, that's never going to happen to me. Yeah. But it can.
It can. I had a mother from Cribbets call me about a year ago. Her son was in a boating accident. He was swimming, and the boat hit him, and he ended up in the hospital. It was horrible because they didn't have an advance directive. So it brings clarity. Yes. And so I just really want to demystify the fear, you know, of doing an advance directive, because it's that clear communication and this is what I would want. Beautiful for our care team, our doctors and nurses, but for the family. And even though you may be married, husband and wife need to have an advance directive if they want to name their spouse as a healthcare agent. I do want to say the document that we use is from the Wisconsin Medical Society, and you can name up to 3 people, which is another thing. So you can name a primary, and then if you can't get a hold of them, we go to the second one. I also want to mention with the document, it helps you declare if you want to be an organ donor.
Oh, yes.
And very so important. That it is very important. Mm-hmm. And again, for the family, it's they step in, and if it's clear, then they can honor those wishes. And to me, that's like the highest form of love and respect, right?
Absolutely.
And then coming from the spiritual care world, there is a section that focuses on what matters to you. Do you want us to call your pastor? Do you want prayer? We have Native American, the feather ceremony, very important. You know, all those things. So what matters to you spiritually, and really capturing that so that we can honor that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you all do such an amazing job with everything that you do for our healthcare system. So what other things does, like, the spiritual care team do in our healthcare system? What other things are you involved in? What do your days look like? Share a little bit with our audience. I know that's probably a loaded question, but
let's grateful for each one in our department. I feel like they're all handpicked. Jan is calling, so she works off site. She's calling each of our new admissions and saying, Linda, do you have a church? Would you like us to notify them? Is there anything important that we would need to know? And then she carefully passes that on to our team so that we can honor that. For every vet in our hospital, again, this is driven anonymously by one of our team members. We have a beautiful prayer and then a vet blanket that we go and we thank them for their service to our country, which is something we don't take for granted. So, you know, again, we are informed of that. And then, of course, some of our different members are off-site. My colleague Eric will go up to Oconto, and we also serve at the psych center, and there's small support groups for the adolescents and the adults, and just trying to bring peace and wisdom and serenity, but again, just meeting people where they're at. And we do work a lot with our end-of-life care as well. So I have a close partnership with our amazing palliative care team. You know, just such compassion and, again, just coming alongside people in their moment of need. You know, codes can happen and people's lives can change on a dime. And that's when the nurses and the doctors will call us in to offer that emotional support. We also work very closely with our NICU and those nurses and support those families, and then our child life specialist as well. If we see a family that might be struggling and the children are asking questions and maybe the parent is in a dual role, our child life specialist will come in. So our partnerships are very valuable to us. And then we do have staff that we support as well. And, you know, many of us in our department are a part of Care for the Caregiver and Civilitas, which you lead so lovely. but again, it's just trying to hear the heart of what matters to our families and come alongside.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, and our organization really prides itself on, we try to lead with love, and your department is such a beautiful example of that. And we know that medical care can be scary, and illnesses and accidents and things that happen that bring you into our facilities. So we want to offer that support. And even for myself, a couple of years ago, I had to have my gallbladder taken out, and I was so scared, and Maria was there with me, and we said a prayer, and it really calmed me down and brought me peace. And it's just in those incredible moments where you come into people's lives when they're really, really scared about something, and you're just there to walk alongside them. So we don't take for granted that's such a huge piece of well-being. That spiritual well-being is a big part of human beings, and we know that that needs care as well.
Yes, very much. And thank you. And it's a privilege. It really is a privilege. First of all, to be with our facility, our Ballin, and then to be able to come and meet our community. We do outreach as well. I mean, we'll be at the Ballin Run with our advanced care booth, and all are welcome to come and ask questions and find out more. So we do have outreach. We have a great partnership with the ADRC as well. I'm talking about advanced care planning now, but also we have group facilitations as well if people are wanting that. But in the chaplain world also, we value our partnerships with the churches in our community and our pastors in our community. We pray for them, but it's just wonderful when a patient or a family sees their pastor come through the door. Yes. And so we make that happen if it's something that the patient and family want. So,
awesome. So much incredible work.
Yeah.
So much incredible work going on.
Thank you. And a blanket ministry, that's super important.
Yes, we love that one.
Just such comfort. And and we're so thankful for the women, the Boy Scouts, the people that, you know, lovingly make these blankets. And then we're able to pass those on to our staff and our community when they're under our care. So. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, and there's something so wonderful about that tangible item, about having that comforting thing to hang on to.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be for a cancer patient or someone that's, you know, going through some type of procedure, whatever it happens to be. There's just something about that really speaks to people.
Yes. And, you know, I know our community is like 40% Catholic. We have 24/7 priest coverage. So if that's important to a patient, there's communion, there's, you know, that blessing as well. So we're grateful for that, to be able to meet the need there. So,
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today and just educate us on all these different things. Yeah. And again, these are services that are available in the community. They are at Ballin facilities, but also, as Maria said earlier, you can call if you want to set up an appointment for that advanced care directive. They would be happy to walk you through that. So thanks so much for being with us today. Anything else that you want to add before we wrap up?
Just thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share. There's, it is for us, like we learn and we grow together. And it is important. I just want to encourage you to lead by example and step forward, because the advanced care plan is that gift of peace that we can give each other. And I just want to give one example. We've got a we've got a leader in our system, love her. Every Thanksgiving, if someone doesn't have their advance directive done, she meets with them and she takes care of them.
Oh,
and so if you can
nice.
Reframe it, that we're taking mm-hmm. care of one family at a time, and just that wonderful opportunity to have that conversation. Lastly, we do have 25 trained facilitators throughout our entire system. So you can meet at, you know, your primary care clinic, the hospital groups.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
just wanted to mention that as well.
Good.
So
Good
thank you,
know.
Linda, and thank yeah. you for all you do.
Oh, my pleasure. This is the fun part, right? We do these podcasts and we have fun with them. So
thank you.
Thanks again for being here, Maria. And
thank
thanks
you.
To our audience for tuning in today and listening. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.